Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. At Church at Home, we are dedicated to restoring the original Christianity for today, because mankind has lost its way because they have cast the law of God behind them, and they treat the Word of God with contempt. So many people have Bibles, but they never read them. And if they try and read them, they can't understand them. And if they go to church, they're really not told all the truth. And a lot of people, if you want to go on to the segment we did on quitting church, they quit church because they really hear nothing about God. Well, here at Church at Home, we talk about the true God, God the Father, and the true Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we teach no traditions of men. Now, this becomes very important to understand. We cannot have traditions, whether they're actually called traditions or just misinterpretations of the law, or a twisting of the scriptures to bring an improper conclusion, those are all wrong. And so there may be some people watching Church at Home, and they look at me and they say, "How dare you say that everyone is wrong? How can that be? They're such nice people. They're such good people." Well, we're told in 1 John, the 5th chapter, that the whole world lies in the power of the wicked one, and that Satan is deceiving the whole world. And who are the ones that he really, really, really wants to get a hold of? Those who belong to God the Father and Jesus Christ. Those who want to find out about God, because he wants to come along and cut them off so that they won't find him. And so he has infiltrated all of the churches with all these false doctrines, and you can't go to church and get the truth on Sunday. You get some of the truth, but not all of the truth. You can get part of the understanding, but not the real understanding. You can be told what the love of God is, but do you really understand the love of God and what it means to love God and what God will honor in your life? See, because if you want God on your side, he doesn't come to you. You must go to him. You must seek, as Jesus said. He said, "Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you." God is always there. His love never varies. But as we are going to see, you cannot love God and abolish his law, because that is a contradiction. It's like saying, "Here's this hose, go put out that fire." And I forgot to tell you, it's hooked up to a gasoline tank. So you turn it on and go put out the fire, and you burn everything up. And that's precisely what is happening to Protestantism today. Now, we have covered where Jesus said, "Don't even think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets." And to fulfill does not mean to do away with. Fulfill means to bring it to a fuller and greater understanding, which is what he did in the rest of chapter 5 and chapter 6 and chapter 7 of the book of Matthew, to bring a spiritual meaning to the laws and commandments of God, not just an exterior meaning, not just something that is written on tablets of stone or something that is printed on paper, but what God wants with his spirit is His laws and His commandments, His love, His faith, His truth, His belief, and the mind of Christ in you through the power of His Holy Spirit. And that's what the New Testament is all about. And that's not doing away with anything. That is filling to the full everything concerning the laws of God, the commandments of God, the love of God, the truth of God, the meaning of His Word, and how we can have a relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. Now, He made that clear by giving as a witness that He never did away with the law or the prophets by saying, let's read it, Matthew 5, verse 18. For truly I say to you, until the heaven and the earth shall pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no way pass from the law until everything has been fulfilled. Has everything been fulfilled? No, indeed. Let's go on. Let's understand something in the New Testament that in restoring original Christianity for today, you need to know completely. And let's read it right here. Verse 19. Therefore, you see, because Jesus, when He came, He spoke the truth. He gave the message of God. He did not accept one single tradition of men. And we'll see that just a little bit here. Verse 19. Therefore, whoever shall break one of these least commandments, and what are the least to men? Commandment number 4, to keep the Sabbath. Now then, I want you to get this booklet, which you can download from our homepage. It is called A Sabbath Sunday Challenge You Have Never Read, What the Adversary Says. Why? Protestants were so foolish in keeping Sunday, written by a Catholic cardinal, telling them they really need to come home to Rome because Sunday is a Catholic institution. Now let's go on here. And shall teach men so. Are there teachers out there teaching that the laws have been done away, commandments have been done away? You know what they're actually saying when they say that? They're actually saying that they despise the love of God. Oh, they want it. They profess it. They preach it. But they don't love God enough to keep His commandments. And we're going to see that is true. Now, let's read on here. And shall teach men so, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Doesn't even say they will get there. Now notice, let's see what Jesus says. But whoever shall practice and teach them. I want you to read that again. But whoever shall practice and teach them. Do you do that? This one shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Now think about that for a minute. Do you want to be in the kingdom of God? It's called kingdom of heaven here. But please, please understand. Souls of individuals are not immortal. And when a person dies, it doesn't go to heaven. The whole thing of in heaven or in hell is a lie given by those who preach from the New Testament that tells us the only way to enter into the kingdom of God is by the resurrection of the dead. Every misinterpretation, even of visions that Christ gave to Peter, James, and John, is not proof that souls go to heaven. It is proof of a vision. Once you start down the road of believing false doctrines and teachings of men, you're going to be inevitably led down the path to greater and greater and greater sin. And that's what Satan the devil is doing to this nation with permission from God, because we have rejected the true God the Father in Jesus Christ. Stop and think about it. Here recently, Guccinelli, the former Attorney General of the state of Virginia, he said openly that all the abortions that we are doing, we are receiving the judgment of God, which that was a true statement. And he was scorned. And his opponent believed in abortion at any time.
When my opponent has led the effort to shut down the women's health centers, when he has sponsored and backed personhood legislation, which would outlaw most forms of contraception, including the pill.
So what did the masses do? They voted in his opponent. So you see, if you follow the majority, you will inevitably find yourself bound to sin more and more, rather than God. Now, let's read verse 20 here. For I say to you, unless your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. Do you know what the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees really, really is? It's not God's. It is their own, called Judaism. For I say to you, unless your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, unless it exceeds that, how does it exceed it? Only with the Spirit of God through repentance and baptism and receiving the Spirit of God and having the laws and commandments of God written in your mind and developing the mind of Christ and keeping the commandments of God in the Spirit. Not just some of them in the letter. Let's go on. There is no way you shall enter into the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. No way will you enter. What does that mean? That means you have no salvation. That's exactly what it means. Now, since we're talking about the love of God, and all of this is preparatory to understanding about the love of God, let's come here to John, the 5th chapter. Let's see about the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees as Jesus described it. Because it's not the Jews received salvation their way. The Catholics received salvation their way. The Protestants received salvation their way. And other religions received salvation, and we all come to the same place. That, my friend, is satanic doctrine. That is not the truth of God. If that sounds like a shock to you, that means you, if you want to find about God, you better be very busy about doing it God's way. You're not going to come to God on your terms. Everybody has to come to God on his term. Now, let me prove that to you. Let's come to John, the 5th chapter. They wanted to know about Jesus Christ, who he was, what he was doing. And so Jesus began with John the Baptist, because he was the messenger sent before the Lord. And he was a witness as to who Jesus Christ really was, the Lamb of God, to take away the sin of the world. And you find through the Gospel of John that there were many confrontations with the Jews. Notice what Jesus said of himself. Now, if Jesus said this of himself, think about other men who invent scurrilous doctrines, false hope, false teachings. Now, Jesus said, I have no power to do anything of myself, and that is ek, out of, from my own being. But as I hear, that is from the Father, I judge. And my judgment is just because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Question. What is the will of the Father? Do you know? Do you practice it? Do you understand it? Have you searched the Word of God to realize what it is? If not, if you want to know about God, you better start. And that's why we have church at home. You see, coming out of a great deception, the most cunning deception in the world that has ever been, is difficult. Because you see, a good deception and a good counterfeit has plenty enough truth in it so that it sounds and looks real. But it's not. Let's go on. Verse 31, if I bear witness of myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who bears witness of me, and I know that the testimony he witnesses concerning me is true. You sent to John, you scribes and Pharisees, and he bore witness to the truth. Notice these words. This becomes important because he's talking to the scribes and to the Pharisees, the practicers of Judaism. Now, this substantiates what we read in Matthew, the 5th chapter. Notice, verse 34, now, I do not receive witness from man, but I say those things so that you may be saved. Now, I want you to follow along because this is so important on what Jesus is saying. He was a burning and shining light, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than John's for the works that the Father gave me to complete. And yes, there are works to Christianity, the works of God. And that is all involved in the love of God. Now, let's go on. We need to follow this completely. These works that I am doing themselves bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who sent me has borne witness of me, and you have neither heard his voice nor seen his form at any time. That verse right there is a proof that the one who brought the law on Mount Sinai was not God the Father, but the one who became Jesus Christ. Verse 38, he's talking to the scribes and to the Pharisees. And remember where we started. Unless your righteousness, which is the way you keep the commandments of God, is greater than the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, there is no way you're going to attain to the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. Verse 38, listen carefully. You do not have the word of God dwelling in you. Stop right there. Think about it. Do you have the word of God dwelling in you? Do you have the words of Christ dwelling in you? Let's go on. For you do not believe him who has sent me. Now, let's see what Jesus says next, because this becomes absolutely paramount in the basis and groundwork and foundation for understanding the love of God. It's not what you can do from the exterior. And Judaism never was, though they claim the Old Testament as theirs, never was the way of God of the Old Testament. They changed it like every other organization of men have done with the Word of God in the New Testament. Because it is the same carnal nature working, and it is the same Satan the devil trying to twist and turn and pervert the Word of God. Now, we're living in desperate times. And the times are not going to get much better. And if they do for a while, don't set your hope on anything good. Because Satan has this world in the palm of his hand. Remember the song? He's got the world in his hand. He's got the world in his hand. That is an ode to Satan the devil. He loves people to sing that because they're worshiping him. Let's go on. Verse 39. You search the scriptures. Do you search the scriptures? Do you study the scriptures? Do you know the scriptures? Do you prove all things and hold fast to that which is good? Do you check the things that you hear on Church at Home, that it's according to the Word of God or not? You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And how many people are there out there that think they have eternal life? That think that they love God? That think they're doing the will of God, but are not? Let's go on. And they are the ones that testify of me. But you are unwilling to come to me that you may have life. Now, a lot of people out there say, well, I'm willing to come to Jesus, but I sure ain't going to keep that Sabbath. You just killed your desire to come to Jesus. And all the holidays of this world are satanic deceptions and are not of God. And I don't care how much holy water or incense or blessings that any religious man from the Pope on down to the highest rabbi can sanctify sin.
Yes. Santa. Yeah, for Christmas, and we have special edition of a kind of egg from Moshi Monsters. You see? Isn't it cool?
Yes.
Yeah, there are four Moshlins glowing in the dark. And what do you want to open first, Sammy? This?
Yes.
Yeah.
You see? Let's continue. You only have life through Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. Now let's go on. Here's an important verse. Remember, Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you are not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that also means you do not have the love of God. Let's see it right here. Verse 42. But I have known you because God knows the hearts and minds of all human beings, that you do not have the love of God in yourselves. Question, do you? What category do you fit in? Do you really love God? Well, that's what we're going to find out. What is the love of God? I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me, but if another comes in his own name, you will receive him. Yes, indeed. Isn't that true? Great followings, great wonderful things. Now, there are histories coming out about the Reverend Billy Graham. What a wonderful man that he was. And very few really know that he did everything to lay the groundwork to bring people back to Rome. It's taken 60 years to understand that. But that's what he has done. Verse 44, how are you able to believe, you who receive glory from one another, and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, even Moses, in whom you have hope. But if you believed Moses, listen to that. That's why it is so absolutely dangerous and an absolute unforgivable lie that the Old Testament has been done away and that Christ came to abolish the law. Listen to what Jesus said. If you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote about me. And if you do not believe his writings, how shall you believe my words? And that, my friend, is New Testament doctrine, straight from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Now, you need to get the book, Judaism, a revelation of Moses, or a religion of men. You need to take the time with Church at Home. We have nearly 350 segments covering many, many, many subjects. You need to take the time to study. Soon, there's coming a time when it won't be possible. And it will be just like people the day it started raining, when Noah and all the animals and his family were locked up in the ark. They came and were banging on the ark. Let me in, let me in, let me in, let me in. And the rain was telling them, it's too late, it's too late, it's too late, it's too late. You are all going to die. And that was the one who became Jesus Christ. So you better search the scriptures and find the true God. We could help you here at Church at Home. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, so long, everyone.